Radio Prague News.
The Social Democrats are considering fielding a candidate for the Czech presidency. The head of the Christian Democrats says the Secret Service should examine leaked recordings featuring ANO leader Andrej Babiš. And a court in Greece has given suspended sentences to two Czechs found guilty of espionage. The Social Democrats are considering fielding a candidate for the Czech presidency, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said on Tuesday. The party's leader said the Social Democrats did not at present see any left-wing candidate who could stand up to what he called the power tandem between President Miloš Zeman and ANO chief Andrej Babiš. Mr. Sobotka ruled out running himself. Mr. Zeman is a former leader of the Social Democrats, but Mr. Sobotka said he's lost a lot of support in the party over his handling of the current government crisis. The president has refused to allow the PM's call to follow, rather, the PM's call to dismiss Mr. Babiš as finance minister. Deputy Prime Minister and Christian Democrats chairman Pavel Bielobrádek has proposed that the BIS Secret Service examine leaked recordings featuring the voice of ANO leader Andrej Babiš. Mr. Bielobrádek suggested on Tuesday that the recordings, which have been posted online, could represent a threat to the essence of the Czech constitutional system. They appear to show Finance Minister Babiš giving orders to a journalist and being handed materials by the same reporter from an ongoing police investigation. The ANO boss says that they are fake and are part of a campaign against him. The Czech police have too few experts in computing to combat cybercrime. That's according to the Supreme State Attorney Lenka Bradáčová. Speaking at the Senate on Tuesday, she said the state needed to find such specialists and pay them accordingly. Ms. Bradáčová said crime was moving online and that property crime conducted across borders and by anonymous perpetrators wasn't the only issue. Privacy is also under threat, while sexual crimes, including against children, are increasing, she said. A court in Greece has given 2.5-year sentences suspended for 3 years to two Czechs found guilty of espionage. Martin Pezlar and Ivan Buchta appealed immediately. The pair, who are software producers, were accused of filming by military installations near Greece's border with Turkey in 2012 for the purposes of producing a video game. They say they were there on holiday and merely took photos and made videos as regular tourists. The Czech economy saw accelerated growth in the first quarter of this year, with GDP reaching 2.9% year on year. Analysts had expected slower growth, the Czech news agency said. The rise has been attributed to stronger international demand, supported by increasing household consumption. And finally, a look at the weather. It should be sunny in the Czech Republic on Wednesday, with temperatures of up to 21 degrees Celsius. Daytime highs of as much as 24 degrees Celsius are forecast for Thursday. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that is the end of the news.